You'd like to run away from love, Sylvia. But even if you ran to the end of the world, you couldn't escape our love.
When I think about the first two Emmanuel movies, I was a young girl living in a small town in San Diego. I was just getting out of high school, going into college. And I was also a virgin at that time. So rather like me, the character of Emmanuel was young, virginal, slightly older, in her 20s. But it was sort of a touchstone for me, where watching Emmanuel discover her sexuality enabled me to get in touch with my own sensuality. These were very pivotal movies in my early years.
Yes, gently. Gently unclothe that body, which will soon be yours.
I worked 2 days on Emmanuel 4, and I'm in two different scenes. I don't remember ever getting any direction, just what was written in the script. The first time you see me was the second day that I worked. I'm about 2 or 4 minutes into the movie. The Emmanuel character arrives at a mansion, which was in the Larchmont district of Los Angeles, a gated community of these beautiful old homes. And I'm one of the people who's at the party dancing. The man I'm dancing with is the director, a Frenchman named Francis Leroy. And I'm wearing this black dress and this black hat with a veil. So that was fun. And I remember shooting that day, Muhammad Ali, the famous boxer, lived right next door to the mansion we were renting. So in the morning, he came out in his bathrobe to pick up his newspaper on the lawn, and he was fascinated by all the people in evening gowns and limousines, so he stood there for a while and watched the shooting. The second time I appear in the movie is about 15 minutes into it, in this fantasy montage sequence, where Sylvia tutors me how to kiss and touch a man. It just seemed kind of silly to me. I didn't see how it really fit into the movie, but I did what was written.
I like that. It's quite pleasant. Now, how do we make him function?
Having seen the first two Emmanuel movies, I sort of idolized Sylvia Crystal. So I was very excited to meet her. I'd loved the first two movies, and it was a huge, big deal for me to be in the fourth one. I was looking forward to meeting her, and I was kind of disappointed and surprised that she was not very connecting with people on the set. My memory was that she was kept isolated. She didn't interact with people. She wasn't very friendly. And I never had any quality time with her that I would have liked to have had with my idol. Later, I found out that she, at that time, was having kind of a turbulent personal life, and that she had certain cocaine and alcohol addictions, so that could have explained it. I was very sad when I later read that she had died at age 60 from lung cancer. She had been a very heavy smoker all of her life, so that was probably the reason.
Boys are like dough. You know, for making bread. There's a certain way of touching them that makes them rise. No.
I never met Mia. She wasn't in any of the scenes I shot with Sylvia. I suspect that maybe they had already shot her stuff first, and that the footage I was in with Sylvia was done toward the end, but Mia was not in any of it.
Do it delicately. There's no point in being rough. The delicacy of your movements will set up a rhythm.
I arrived in Hollywood in 1980 with the goal of being a mainstream movie actress. I was not yet known as a horror scream queen. That didn't happen until around 1987, 88. So when I did Emmanuel 4 in 1983, 84, I was making a living being an extra in movies and also doing nudity in films, because I quickly learned that if you're naked, you get $1,000 a day, and if you're an extra in a crowd scene, you get $40 a day. I belonged to a couple of different agencies that would supply girls specifically for nude scenes. It was not hardcore, it wasn't even softcore, really. Usually I was isolated. I would be the girl in the shower or the girl in the locker room. Sometimes I was a body double for actresses who didn't want to show their breasts or their butts. So I did a lot of nudity. I was comfortable with it. I had gone to a nude beach in San Diego when I was growing up, Black's Beach. So this is how I got involved in Emmanuel 4. I was just one of those actresses, and there weren't many in the early 80s that were willing to do nudity.
He'll follow your lead. Like that. You see? That's good.
For me, it's not so much a feminist question about doing nudity in films. It's fine for me to be naked. I don't really like to do softcore, although I did some work for Playboy cable channel in the early 80s. Mostly, the most I ever did was like touch someone, a man or a woman. Sometimes I would kiss a man or kiss a woman. But I drew the line at doing hardcore. I had no interest in that at all. And it's not really comfortable for me to be naked on a film set. I'm comfortable being naked, but on a film set, you're surrounded by 30 people. Lights, camera, action. It's not as comfortable as being naked at the nude beach in San Diego.
Now kiss him. Don't forget that your kisses will inform him of your desire.
Could I have played Emmanuel? I was doing nudity at the time. I was doing a lot of sensual things, like for Playboy cable channel. But I don't think I had the courage, the balls, so to speak, to play Emmanuel. I don't think I could have conveyed and portrayed that adventurousness of spirit that she had. Although it would have been so much fun to go on all these exotic locations all over the world, I wouldn't have turned that down.
Your lips will tell him the way you wish to be caressed. Your favorite places.
I was really happy that I was able to be part of the Emmanuel series. It's a small part. It doesn't mean a lot, but I was so much in love with Emmanuel 1 and 2 that it was just a big thrill for me to be in it and to meet and work with Sylvia Kristel.
The places where you want him to go.
After about 40 years in this business, I've done almost 200 movies. Most of them have been in the fantasy, horror, and science fiction realm. Last year, for example, I did 13 films as an actor. So I'm constantly working, but I'm also expanding into other areas. I'm directing my first feature-length film this year. Back in 1988, I starred in a movie called Sorority Babes in the Slimeball Bowl-O-Rama by Empire Pictures, which is now Full Moon. They're going to remake it for a new generation to discover it. And since my character died in the first movie, I can't be brought back except as a ghost, which I will be. But they've also asked me to direct it. So I'm extremely thrilled that they think of me so highly. I'm also co-writing and co-producing a scary clown movie called Clowning Around. It's actually a horror comedy, kind of a spoof, starring me and Eddie Deason. And I'll be shooting that in Florida the month following my directorial film for Full Moon.